Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. What's up, guys? Thanks for hanging out. Sunday sampler time. Some highlight clips from the podcast this week on the Nashville Podcast Network. On Four Things with Amy Brown, Amy talked with color analyst Hannah Garber about color matching. Hannah breaks down how the colors we wear can affect our confidence and help us look our best. On Movie Mike's movie podcast, sad romantic movies, and he has a personal connection with each of the movies he talks about. And then the Bobbycast, I talked with Dan and Reed Isbell, a.k.a. The Brothers Hunt. They've written number ones for Luke Combs. They've written John Party. But they have a new podcast called God's Country. So we talk about that. And really, it's Sunday, so there aren't a lot of new podcasts going up. We put this up maybe to give you something to listen to. Maybe it'll give you a new podcast to subscribe to. Let's start with a clip from this week's Bobbycast.
You lived on a boat for 4 years. What's it? Were you having to pay like slip rent?
Yeah, it was $400, so we split it.
You both lived on the boat.
$200. Yeah. I was there first, and then Dan got out of the closet. My bad, bro.
Out of her closet.
My bad, bro.
You came out of her closet.
Dan came out of the closet and moved on the boat with us. And we paid $200 a piece. But dude, we had Wi-Fi there. I put a antenna up so we could have DirecTV.
It wasn't that bad until legit girlfriends started coming around. You know what I mean? Because like two dudes on a boat is not a bad scheme. But like when you have frozen sewage and a girlfriend over, it just
I used to tell people I lived there when I graduated. I moved onto the boat.
And, well, technically, once again, we didn't live there. We just visited 355 days.
But anyway,
355. So you
can be there every day except once. You can't claim residency. You have to just visit.
So like, for example, if I stay in California a bunch, which I don't, but if I were, because there were times when I was doing shows, or even Mike and I lived in California for a few months at a time, like doing TV shows, they were like, well, as long as you don't live here more than 6 months, you can claim residency everywhere else, which you wanted to because taxes are ridiculous.
Right.
But I never heard of 355.
Well,
or whatever that, or 364.
I think
364.
I don't think he knows.
So if you don't, if you're not there every day and you stay one more day somewhere else, you claim residency in the one day.
Yeah, well, you can't get mail there because technically you're not on land. So there,
you can't own it
because
it's.
Yeah, you can't own it because
Corps of Engineer land
and the state owns that lake, right? So you just visit a whole lot.
And every time you walk to the boat, you wink. Don't worry, guys. I'm just here visiting.
I'm just staying the week.
Just here.
I used to tell people, it was easy to say, hey, I live on a boat when you're in college. They're like, oh, that's cool. Let's go, hang out. But then, like, when 4 years later, when you're 27 and you still live on a boat moving furniture, it's not so cool.
Mental breakdown on that boat. Or panic attack, sorry. Panic attack. I had a legit panic attack on that boat.
What triggered it?
Lack of movement in my life. And
on the boat.
And, well, literally, I had gotten canceled. I was driving into town. It was raining, I remember. I got canceled, of course.
Oh, right.
Because nobody wanted to ride with me at all. I didn't even have a deal at the time. And so I was like, gosh, man. And I had this like little coupe, and what's it called?
Convertible?
Sunscreen. So it didn't work. Water's pouring in through the sunroof. I pull back up. I walk back to the boat, man. I'm just like defeated. Not all my buddies, but I see people that are my age. At the time, I'm like 29, 30. They're like buying houses, buying new trucks. Check out my number one. You know, like, oh, this plaque's so cool. Look at all these things I get to go to. And I was just like,
man. I probably had taco salad made.
You were cooking. I remember you were cooking.
I loved life on the boat.
You were down in the galley. Well, yeah, I was older.
You're 4 years younger.
No doubt. Yeah.
In 4 years, you were going to have panic attacks.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
Ironic you say that. So
I was probably like, what are we going to do tonight, bro?
I came in and I was just like, and there's nowhere to hide, right? You're on a boat. It's like 50 square feet. So I was just like, oh my gosh, I canceled on again. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody cares about what I'm doing. I'm turning these songs in. Nobody gives a rip, dude. I got no artist friends. Why would anybody? I wouldn't want to ride with me either, you know? So I was just like, hey, man. He's like, man, you want some of this crappie? Like, I'm down here frying crappie and got some corn, some Del Monte corn on. You want some? I was like, man, I'm good, dude. I'm just going to chill. And we had a couch that was kind of like a three-quarter couch. It wasn't like a full size, but you had a couch up there. And that was like my room, was like the couch. So I just kind of pulled the covers over my head, and just as soon as my covers got over my head, I felt the boat go like, which means somebody was had stepped
over. Yeah.
The tiny doors open, and my dad's like, hey, boys, I brought pork steaks. Who's ready to eat? And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, can I just – and he's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, just insult to injury, right? He's like, what are you doing? Why you got the covers over your head, Dan? It's 11 o'clock in the morning, man. What are you doing? And I was like, man, can I just, like, have a second? Like, and Reed was like, yeah, what's up, Dan? We're all trying to, you know, hang out. And he was like, what's going on with you, Dan? And finally, I just come unglued and was like, I'll tell you what the fuck's happening. I'm 30 years old. I got nothing going on. All my buddies are buying their second trucks. I'm stuck on a houseboat with you cats eating crappie every 2 days. I'm exhausted. Nobody wants to ride with me. And I'm a little pissed off about it. And it was just like, it was legit the moment when I always go back to that, because people are like, oh, Luke Combs just fell into your lap, didn't he? And you're like, no, man, there were some really, really, really hard days that earned me the spot that I have now, you know?
Or at least made you appreciate it even more.
Understand
how hard it is to get it.
Dude,
and how precious
it is. Hard, man. And I mean, it even delays everything. It delays everything because you're so focused on having that thing work, because it's like the padlock, right? Like, once you unlock a publishing deal and a hit song in your brain at the time, well, then you have enough money to support a family and to buy a place and to get married, and then you can have kids. And you know what I mean? It's like this whole effect. And Hardy and I and Reed and I were talking about that. It's almost like, if you come into this thing and you're just running at it as hard as you can, it delays a lot of the other things in your life. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown, and here's what we talked about this week on my podcast. Okay, so let's say I have a very important meeting. I walk in with my French Navy. Now, I know that I feel more confident, but why are other people taking me more seriously if I'm in my power color?
So the brain loves to see things in harmony. For example, if you've ever been online and you watch the video, this is a wild example, but like, you're literally watching someone just stack things up aesthetically. Maybe they're cleaning their refrigerator. Everything is in alignment. when you are in a color that is in alignment with who you are, truly like your internal coloring, everything looks in line to the brain. And that makes us think that is a good thing. Like everything looks as it should be. And so therefore, I immediately feel like you are more trustworthy, you're more believable versus you coming in an olive green. I would actually be concerned potentially for your well-being because
I just think I was sick.
Be like, ooh, maybe Amy needs to go home today and not, I don't know, be here for her meeting. But the brain can recognize things that are in alignment. And so when we see that, it's good.
Well, and being a female walking into a room, especially if we're giving a presentation Absolutely. Or we are wanting to be taken more seriously, like I know that men do the color matching, but even if they didn't, I feel like they get a certain amount of attention they simply do. For being a man.
That's just the reality of it. So men, when they walk into a room, whether they have a dirty golf shirt on or a suit, they just already command a little bit more power than women. That is just the reality. And so when we walk into a room where we want to be on an equal playing field, we have to bring more authority. So having this superpower in your pocket is going to give you that ability to walk in and be at a level playing field.
And so what is it with the jewelry part too? Because I was shocked to know that silver looks good on some people and gold, like
yes.
You were even showing me, like you held it up and you're like, this silver on someone that shouldn't be wearing it, it's going to look really cheap.
Yes.
But you put it on the right person, which I should be wearing silver and I definitely always have worn more gold.
Right.
And you're like, it will look great on you, which I'm hoping so, because I just ordered $9 silver earrings on Amazon and I would like for them to look expensive.
Boy, we need that $9 to stretch too. Yeah. So if you are warm based, so think about gold by nature. If you think about the color, it's warmer. So it is just going to amplify off of those warm colors and warmer skin tones. And it's just the opposite with cool. So cool looks better with icier silver. As a summer, you also get rose gold, a little extra something special for you as well. So you get gold, but it's like a pinkish rose gold, and it's just going to harmonize beautifully.
And you can still mix metals, your primary metal is. So like I should stick with silver, but I can throw in gold.
Absolutely. So for example, my sister, she had her colors done. She's a Gucci girl. So like, you know, it's everything is with the gold, right? The embellishments, all the Gucci stuff. She's like, I have so much gold. What do you mean? What do you mean you want me to wear silver? I said, just drip some in. Do a mixed metal. I'm okay with that. But also jewelry is smaller scale on your body. You know, like for example, your jacket that is like covering half of your body, where jewelry isn't going to do that. So it's a smaller scale, tools, not rules. But yeah, I prefer a little silver on you.
I love that saying, tools,
tools, not rules. I have to remind people because people get pretty militant about it. I mean, they will go burn down their closets. And I'm like, you can't also be naked. Like you have to have clothing. So don't put this pressure on yourself that, you know, we did a quick walk through your closet and there's a lot of autumn in there, but like,
yes, of course. That's why I wanted to be autumn.
You were masking.
Even this room in my house and these chairs, like I love these burnt orange chairs.
And you can love color and that's okay. And honestly, like we can love and appreciate color. You just won't wear a dress like that. And, or you also can, but we
not anymore. I won't feel as confident. I do think there is something to it. And you mentioned earlier, it is science. There is a reason why. And now I know my undertone. I now have the tools and, you know, I will follow the rules ish, but I can see how people might go overboard and feel like, oh, now I can't wear anything. Well, it's already helped me weed out some things I was holding on to that I was unsure. Do I want to give this away? Do I want to sell it? And now I know with clarity, oh, perfect. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to either put it on Poshmark or I'm going to donate it or give it to a friend that may want it. And it's made that process easier for me because I don't know why sometimes we hold on to stuff that we know we just should let go of.
Well, and clothing's an investment. Yeah.
The permission.
Oh, well,
permission.
Yeah, it is. And then the next time, so for example, the rehearsal dinner, right? You can now make a choice based on what you do have on hand to decide, do I want to break the rules or do I really want to show up as my best? Do I really want to? Like if we're running to the grocery store and it's not that serious and you want to wear all black and your fuzzy shoes, then do it. But also if you're going to walk into a contract negotiation, we're not going to be wearing all black. Like we're going to be coming in a power color. Or if we're going on a first date, you know, we're going on a powerful Zoom call, we're going to be in your best. We're going to make intentional decisions based on that.
Which I'm so thankful for this information for myself, because I would have normally walked into a business meeting in all black because I would have thought that demanded attention and that equaled power.
Here's the thing about black. You could also use it as a weapon. So be careful. Because it's not your best, black can look too heavy and kind of garish on you, meaning, I don't know that I like her as much as I thought I did. I don't know that I'm going to give her the bonus. I don't know if I want to give her that sponsorship deal because she's rather intimidating in all black, right? But then you appear in your beautiful summer hues, immediately appear more open, more trustworthy, relatable. They're like, who do I write the check to?
I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast.
My wife was cooking dinner the other night, and she sent me a text like, hey, I went to the grocery store, and I was trying to find some kind of lemons. I don't know exactly what kind of lemons I was looking for.
Make some lemonade.
But she sent me a picture of them. She goes, can you stop at the store on your way home from work and see if they have them? It says they will be on aisle 3 at this location of the Kroger.
What research?
Well, she needed them for the recipe. And I was like, okay, got it. So I go to the Kroger.
Got some lemonade.
I go to aisle 3. And I'm looking, I'm like, God, they don't have them. Oh, man. Let's see. Let's keep looking. And, oh, boom, there they are. And I said, do you need one jar or two jars?
Jar? I thought they were a fruit from the tree.
Yeah, I don't know. They were in a jar. They were lemons in a jar. Don't understand it. Never heard of it. Okay.
Some of those shoppers. You went to Whole Foods.
I just told you it was at Kroger. And so I go to the cash register, and I'm waiting in line to check out. And the day, Ray, was Wednesday.
Podcast comes out on Wednesday.
Okay. But what else was going on pretty big on Wednesday?
President's Day.
Nope. That's coming up on Monday. I'm talking about what was
hump day.
It was hump day. That's a great observation.
Payday. Nailing things that were all legitimately happening.
No,
on
no,
Wednesday.
It was not on Wednesday.
Yes, it was.
On the 11th?
Ray, salaried.
On the 15th. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, us weekly guys get paid every other week.
It was
salaried.
On the 14th. That's the 14th. That wasn't paid.
Ray, I'm salaried. I get direct deposit on Tuesday.
Anyway. Ray, it was the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I get in line, and the guy checking out in front of me has a Patrick Mahomes jersey on.
Okay.
So I, in my brain, think I have something that is so funny.
You're going to talk to a guy in line, continue.
He has a dozen roses, a teddy bear.
What are you going to go touch Patrick at home?
And he has a big I love you balloon and a box of heart chocolates because it's also Valentine's Day, Ray.
Oh, hey, Brittany, how are you doing?
And I said, in my head, I was like, this is great. And so I went for it. I said, Patty, what are you doing, man? You're missing the parade. And he turned and go, what? I said, Patty, dude, aren't you supposed to be on the float? All the fans are going to be so sad you're here buying Valentine's Day for Brittany. He says, what the you say to me?
Oh, that part of town. I know just the Kroger. I wouldn't be cracking jokes there, man.
And I said, and just to describe him, he looks exactly like Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Okay.
Like, looks exactly like the dad.
Well, that guy's in jail.
No, he's out, man.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, man, you guys are celebrating and you're like, is this the only time you can come shopping when all the fans are at the parade? He goes, are you trying to be f-ing funny?
You barked up the wrong tree, boy.
And I sit there, I was like, oh no, this is not going the way I thought it was going to go.
I had an express item. I'll go to the other lane and see myself out.
I said, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, because you're wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey, so I'm calling you Patrick Mahomes. He goes, I'm not Patrick Mahomes.
Oh. Ray, this wasn't my demographic of humor.
I said,
you are a truck driver type humor. He wasn't a trucker, obviously.
No, I don't know what he was.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was.
Was he a farmer?
Do not think he was a farmer, man.
Was it one of our tuggers?
No, he wasn't a tugger. I don't think, not that I could tell. Maybe he had the day off, But he definitely had a girl that he was trying to woo, and I was like, I said...
He's rolling over there with a Patty Mahomes football jersey?
I mean, yeah.
Box of chocolates, and he's trying to get honey on his stinger?
And I said, I really think Brittany's going to like that balloon.
Oh, Coach, you're still going in on this dude?
And that's when he goes, that's for my girl. Ain't for some bitch named Brittany. I'm like, all right, joke's over. I was like, my bad. I was like, have a good day, man. He goes, do I need to wait outside for you? I said, no, we're good, man.
I got a crime podcast.
I said, we're good. Like, I'm sorry. I was just saying the Chiefs parade's going on right now. You have a Mahomes jersey. So I was making a joke about you being Patrick Mahomes.
And the way you're explaining this is exactly how you explain in real life.
I said, and, you know, Patrick Mahomes' wife is named Brittany. So I was making a joke that you were getting the Valentine stuff for Brittany.
IRL, Ray.
And he was like, stupid ass mother. And he walked out.
Yeah. So it could have been crime scene podcast there.
So then I'm going to check out. And the cashier is like, why are you messing with people? I'm like, okay. Like, I was just trying to be funny. I was just trying to have a little joke.
It was a time to be funny, though, just for once. You went in too many times and he wasn't liking your kind of humor.
Right, but then the cashier obviously didn't like my humor.
Well, the cashiers, Coach, I mean, let's be real. What are they, podcast operator? I mean, the cashier.
I understand.
All they do is scan items, man. What are they, the definition of Comedy Central Jam?
I get that the cashier didn't, maybe he's not the level of person I shouldn't judge my comedy.
You know what I would have said to the cashier? What are you, Dave Chappelle, you little scan my items. You, like, continue it? Like, dude, then there's two people ready to fight you?
I mean, like, I know I would have been like, yo, Kelsey, I mean, I know you, like.
What are you, his boy?
Yeah, like, I know you got his back and everything. He throws you the football. Like, but let's calm down. Like, I'm sorry I made fun of your quarterback, okay? Woo. But he did. He was just like, people just come here to shop, man. They don't want you to mess with them. And I'm like, okay, like, I understand that. Just get me the freaking lemons and let me get out of here.
You know what pisses me off? That you weren't rolling audio for the big show or video for the little show YouTube page.
Well, I think if I'd have been videoing, he would have turned around and whooped my ass.
That's our 10,000 views we need.
Not really what I was looking for. I didn't know. Listen, it was literally a 2-second filter of, he's in a Patty Mahomes jersey. It is in the middle of the parade. Let me make this joke. This wasn't like planned out. Let me have my phone out. Let's go. It was just, I put it down on the conveyor belt, the lemons, in a jar. And I looked up and I saw him in his Mahomes jersey. And I went. There was no, let's roll on this.
Let's roll, Ray.
And so it was a very awkward trip to the grocery store. And then I got to be honest. I was a little nervous to walk out of the store. Because he said, do I need to wait outside for you?
That seemed like you added that. Everything else sounded real. He wanted to fight you over something you said to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never go shopping at that grocery store.
Well, it's not the grocery store that I usually go to. It's not the one by my house.
Well, I mean, I have grocery stores back in Sis and Raymundo, Mary DeBay, from the west side of town. From the west side of town, dude, that I would not go to because of stuff like that. There was one time where me and Baze were shopping. Hey, get out. Hey, get over here, motherfucker. Hey, you, man. Hey, you. Right in front of me and Baze, we're trying to get milk and eggs. We never went back there again.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. He went out the left doors. He went over the left doors, and that's where the car was the left doors.
Hey, Dad, we're parked to the left.
But I definitely went to the right. I definitely went right and went out the far exit and walked across the parking lot.
Hey, till operators, is there a loading dock? Hey, I can go get to my car easier. Hey,
can you guys sneak me out the back, man?
It's Mike D from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. This week, I had the theme of sad romance. When I go to watching a romantic movie, I just lean towards watching the sad ones. So I shared my top 7 sad romantic movies of all time. Be sure to check out this entire episode to hear the full list. But here are a few highlights from this week's Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Enjoy. At number 4, for the longest time, was the movie I just identified with. And I think it's because I had a strong connection to Jim Carrey's character in this film, who is a guy just going through this really weird time. and I can explain the entire sentiment of my existence in this one line that he says at the beginning of the movie.
Why do I fall in love with every woman I see who shows me the least bit of attention?
So in that scene, he is sitting, writing in his journal, and he sees Kate Winslet's character across from him, and she really just gives him a look. And from that look, like he said, he immediately falls in love with her. That was me. All in my teenage years, all in my 20s, any girl that talked to me, I was immediately in love with if they were single. Like, that is how I was, because I was so lonely and because, well, I was desperate. And I had never heard anybody else talk about that. Of falling in love that quickly and immediately upon meeting somebody that you think, hey, there could be something here. I think she likes me. We're going to end up dating. We're going to get married. We're going to move here out into the country. And you go through all these things in your head. And all this person has said was hello. Maybe you held the door open for them and they were just being courteous, saying thank you. And you think, this woman is about to be my wife. I found her walking into the Piggly Wiggly. That is how I was. Not above shopping at Piggly Wiggly. I loved it. They have great honey buns. But anyway, that is how I felt. And that was the tone that this movie started out with. And the entire movie is about their relationship and how they both decided to erase each other from their memories. So the idea is, if you had such a bad relationship and had the ability to erase somebody from your mind, would you do it? That is what they did. But yet in this scene, you find that they still end up encountering. So are you doomed to repeat that entire relationship all over again? Then how do you feel about it? The movie feels so intimate. And like it's an indie movie, but then you have Jim Carrey, who is one of the biggest movie stars of all time. Kate Winslet, who is also one of the biggest movie stars of all time. And they are perfect together. Their chemistry is beautiful in a way that you don't really realize how great their chemistry is, because you just view these two characters as an iconic couple. And I don't really have to question any emotions or any actions between an iconic couple, because this movie is set in history. That is how it is. I would change nothing about it. And then you have kind of a B story with the other characters involved in this movie and another weird love thing. So the movie explores a lot of different types of romance, but they are all sad, because this movie will make you feel all the things, but you never really watch any scene in particular and feel happy. That is why I included it on this list at number 4. At number 3 was another movie in the prime of me being lonely in 2013. The movie is called About Time. You have Rachel McAdams, who has been in so many great romance movies. I mean, The Notebook, I don't really feel like that enters this list, but arguably one of the greatest romance movies of all time. She has had a great run in this type of movie, but hands down, this one is my favorite, because not only is it sad, but it also has a little bit of fantasy, because this movie is about a guy who learns that all the men in his family have the ability to travel through time. So what does he use it for? He uses it to fall in love with Rachel McAdams. And any little thing that goes wrong, well, doesn't really matter, because I can travel through time and I can fix it all. It's kind of like Click with Adam Sandler, but not as gaggy, not as comedic. A lot more of the consequences that you feel later in Click, but what would actually happen if you had this ability to travel through time, and realizing that it's not going to fix everything. Just because you can go back and redo things doesn't mean that some things aren't meant to happen, and coming to grips with some things you really just can't change. But I really love the chemistry between Rachel McAdams and Donald Gleason in this film. And you feel that chemistry from the very first time they meet on screen.
Would it be very wrong if I asked you for your number?
No.
Just in case I ever, you know, had to call you about
stuff. Okay.
I thought this phone was old, but suddenly it's my most valuable possession.
You really like me?
What a line. You put a girl's phone number
in and you're like, ah, suddenly this phone is the most important thing in the world. I should have stolen that line. But I don't want to reveal all the sad things that happened in this movie. I will say this was the movie I would recommend for the longest time to anybody wanting to watch a movie to make you cry. I think also in the early 2010s, even though I wasn't in the best mental state, I had a real hard time crying, and this was the movie that cracked me. So aside from it being a romantic movie, take Valentine's Day completely out of this episode. If you just want a movie to make you cry, I think About Time could be that one for you. So that is why I put this one at number 3.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take her soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Hey y'all, it's Caroline Hobby from Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and here is a clip from this week's episode.
We're back. It's a bonus episode of Monday's episode. We had Morgan Massengill, the president of the Nashville Podcast Network.
Hello.
The manager of Bobby Bones, former producer of the Bobby Bones Show. We have Morgan with us, and we had quite the interview on Monday. We covered a lot of stuff.
We covered so much ground.
You were wondering what was going to go down. I mean, she got crowned. She has a tiara and a crown and a cape that happened.
We talked about toe sucking.
That was from left field, and we really got into that one for a minute.
I think I brought that up, which is kind of shocking for me, but
yeah,
it was fun. Go check it out.
Check it out.
Check this out first, but then check that out.
So we have some burning questions, and a lot of you guys are big fans of Morgan, as we all are, and you have...
All three of you, thank you for joining us.
You call in, and you have some big questions for Middays with Morgan. She answers your burning questions, and so we have decided to meld the two, Middays with Morgan... And just one more nudge to make this a podcast. We're putting that out there in the universe.
Yeah.
And we're going to answer some of these burning questions from Morgan and see what she has to say. So welcome to this bonus episode of Call Caroline.
And what you have to say too.
Oh, yes. But we'll listen to Morgan first.
Hit and that I'll shit, that. Abby. Ow!
I have been together with my husband, now husband, for over a decade. And when I was very pregnant with our first, I had gone out to brunch with my mother-in-law, and we've always had a rough relationship, but she, at the end of the conversation, she said to me, "I am not excited for this child."
Ooh.
And I was like, what? Like, I get being nervous, but I was nervous. This was my first, and you're just the grandma. And so it has been difficult ever since. She doesn't have a great filter and we don't connect well. So don't tell your pregnant person of any sort that you're not excited for their child. Seems rude.
Seems rude. Okay, I'm a little speechless.
I was like saying I'm not excited for you to be married to my husband or my son or something, but like to not be excited for a child. A child is a true gift from God. Like, yes. That's on a whole nother level.
That sounds like some toxic family stuff, and I am not above if there's a sister. That's hard because it is your husband's mom, but
she's got her heart is dark to feel that way.
Like, you don't want that energy around. If it were me, I'd be cutting ties.
I think so too.
Or setting some really firm boundaries, and that would be a talk between me and my husband.
And he needs to support you. Yes,
because when you get married, that's your family. You're becoming one. You're the unit. And everything else is secondary. You know what I mean?
And so, if anybody in your family, regardless of how they feel about your relationship with their person that they're like, you know, protective over, if they can't like see the gift of a child, then that's like you said, Morgan, you got to have some serious boundaries.
I think what it is, oh my gosh, I'm about to make some people mad. Okay. I think some moms have this tendency to idolize their sons so much for whatever reason, because I think maybe they don't really, like their husband maybe didn't treat them the best. Or
so they get all their like male attention
from
their son.
So they're like raising this son up to be what they really wanted their husband to be for them. Mm. And then they just have these super high expectations. And this is, look, I know it's case by case, but they have these super high expectations of who's going to marry their son. And you see it. Not every mother-in-law is like this, thank God. But you see it where it's like, you're his mom. You can't be married to him. Like, so, sorry, I had to bring it to you. And I'm his wife. Like, I just think, I don't know the inner dynamics of their relationship, who's the good person, who's the quote unquote bad person. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there's a mix of both. But if someone wasn't excited for a child I'm bringing into the world.
That is like a true angel.
Okay, noted. Don't show up at the hospital because you ain't being admitted in to visit. Like, that's not the energy that we're bringing the next generation in on, because those kids pick up on so much, and that negative energy is so toxic for a child. Like, regardless of how you feel about your mother-in-law, if she's going to be talking shit about you to your kid when you're not around,
Or just not even loving this kid, like already deciding that she's not going to embrace this child.
Yeah. Do you like your mom-in-law?
She's a sweetheart. Mary, hey Mary, she's probably listening. She is a
shout out, Mary.
She's about as sweet as anyone I've ever met. Just a pure little angel soul.
I would really love that if I get married one day. I really want to be super tight with my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I would love to just, you know.
Be besties,
do things together, go to the movies, you know.
Kind of like Taylor's with Donna, Kelsey.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
You're more thinking like Goldie and Kate Hudson stuff?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Not like chest bumping, like on the field after, but maybe, I don't know. Never say never.
Never say never. But I just think also back to this question, first off, like I want to get to the source of like your relationship. Make sure you're in check with your husband. Like he needs mm-hmm. to be fully like boundaries up with his mom. Like, because he is now a father. And if she, like you said, Morgan, is going to put this negative energy of not even wanting this child to be born.
He needs to be protecting his family.
He's got to protect his family and his child. And like, I honestly think if she could say that to your face, like she might have to be cut out.
Yeah.
I don't know, strong boundaries, because you have to protect your child's well-being.
Life is short. I get they say blood is thicker than water,
you're going to be an asshole.
If blood is making you miserable and putting you in fight or flight all the time.
And wishing your child wasn't born, then blood needs to check itself.
Yeah, blood needs to check itself.
Yeah, you need to get a pulse on that heartbeat.
So that's my thoughts on that.
Agreed.
Do we have another caller?
Don't get us started.
That was this week's Sunday Sampler. All episodes go out weekly. The Bobby Cast, Four Things, Sore Losers, Movie Mike, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. All that is there. Subscribe if you don't mind, if you like any of that. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a great week. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan, so choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.